Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dan Herron. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting third. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ryan Garko. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jason Michaels. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cliff Lee. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Chavez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to third. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hafner takes first base on ball four. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peralta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Hafner moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garko hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cust hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coetzee hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Chavez races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Michaels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Kendall moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Blake is 0 for 1 in the game. Blake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Blake moves to third. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blake scores. Martinez moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 1 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garko for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 1 in the game. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. Coetzee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kendall hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Michaels. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kendall moves to third. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Peralta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kust is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kust strikes out. One out. Bobby Crosby, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kotze is 0 for 2 in the game. Kotze hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Michael settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garko is 0 for 2 in the game. Garko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Mastny now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swisher is walked intentionally. Rafael Perez now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez strikes out. There goes Ellis. The throw from Martinez and Ellis is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Barfield moves to second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a line drive into center field. Coatsay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cust is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards first. Garko scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. 1 out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Garko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garko is 0 for 3 in the game. Garko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Rouse pinch runs for Ryan Garko. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Michaels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Coatsay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Casey Blake now playing first base. Mike Rouse now playing third base. Mark Coatsay is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coatsay is 0 for 3 in the game. Coatsay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Michaels throws the ball into Barfield, who tags Ellis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Embree now pitching. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sizemore moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Ben Francisco pinch runs for Victor Martinez. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hafner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coatse. Hafner reaches second base with a double. Sizemore scores. Francisco goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Peralta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Peralta is walked intentionally. Kelly Shoppack pinch hits for Mike Rouse. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shoppack hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.